702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Technobite is brought to you by Logbox, a free app that lets you fill in your medical details once and then share them with any healthcare professional you choose. Logbox, your medical life simplified. Hello, Aki.
Hello, Eusebius. Good morning to you.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. It was okay. It was pleasant. It was
just okay. So you went to New York or Paris?
No. But you know what it was? It was one of those weekends where you were walking around the house and you think, I'm actually cold. You know, it's kind of the switch at the moment that you've got to take a jersey wherever you go. And winter's here.
That's
and
true.
Yeah.
It's certainly easier.
Yes. So apart from that, it was pretty pleasant. I actually enjoy this weather at this time of the year. But except
really? I hate it.
Do you? Why? It's like my favorite time
of year. I don't
know
if it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, but I'm convinced that I suffer seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, do you?
Also known as SAD.
As SAD,
I need. But, you know, I think for people who do suffer from SAD, Joburg is probably one of the best cities to live in because at least we have sunlight during the day.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, not completely SAD, but semi-SAD.
Yeah, not as SAD as living in Cape Town during winter.
Oh, absolutely. No, that is very SAD. So, last week, it was quite interesting last week because it was the Facebook F8 conference. So, it's a kind of the developer conference. And, you know, Mark Zuckerberg gets up and he talks about all the stuff that they need to do and all the technologies that they're going to develop. And, you know, Facebook is one of those companies that you can't get away from them, right? Because we all used, you know, Facebook, and you use Facebook very effectively to get conversation going. And that really, if you look at the top 10 downloaded apps, most of the top 10 downloaded apps are owned by Facebook. Most of them. So you got Instagram, you got Facebook, you got Messenger, et cetera, et cetera. So WhatsApp, you just think about those companies, they owned by Facebook. So you can't get away from where they're going and where they're pushing the technology envelope. And of course, they also own Oculus Rift, which is the first company, one of the first companies that they bought that is about augmented reality. And at this last year's conference, at this conference this year, Zuckerberg got on stage and he gave us a roadmap of what we can expect in the future. And this is how he started off the conference, just talking about Facebook's plans and very much featuring augmented reality.
In the future, I think that more of us are going to contribute to culture and society in ways that are not measured by traditional economics and GDP. A lot more of us are going to do what today is considered the arts. And that's going to form the basis of a lot of our communities. So that's why I'm so excited about augmented reality. Because it's going to make it so that we can create all kinds of things that until today have only been possible in the digital world. And we're going to be able to interact with them and explore them together. Now, we all know where we want this to get eventually, right? We want glasses or eventually contact lenses that look and feel normal, but that let us overlay all kinds of information and digital objects on top of the real world. So we can just be sitting here and we want to play chess. Snap, here's a chessboard, and we can play together. You want to watch TV? We can put a digital TV on that wall, and instead of being a piece of hardware, it's a $1 app instead of a $500 piece of equipment. So think about how many of the things that we have in our lives actually don't need to be physical. They can be digital, and think about how much better and more affordable and accessible they're going to be when they are.
So, I mean, you know, the way that, I mean, Facebook, you've got to listen up and you've got to say, wow, okay, there's something going on here. We know that there's, you know, it's going to be a big industry, but, you know, we're talking about augmented reality and virtual reality together being a business worth $130 billion in the next 5 years. So when you've got a company like Facebook putting a huge bet on this and they're saying it's going to change, it's even going to change how your phone is going to be in future. How are you going to interact with your phone? And just to get a glimpse of it, when he gave this speech and he spoke about the conference and the developers who are going to develop all of these apps, he talked about this next phase, what Facebook is going to do next. And, you know, the way that we use our phones in future, if we will use phones, we will probably have glasses or whatever the case may be. That's how he sees the future. Is quite interesting because it's about augmented reality, and he kind of almost in his speech, when I'm going to play next, he kind of dismisses the mobile phone as being archaic. The phone that we currently use in its current format is an archaic technology.
Now, a lot of people look at this stuff and it seems so basic, right? And you ask, you know, maybe this is just, you know, what kids are into doing these days, but, you know, we look at this and we see something different. We see the beginning of a new platform. We're not using primitive tools today because we prefer primitive tools. We're using primitive tools because we're still early in the journey to create better ones. And in order to create better tools, first we need an open platform where any developer in the world can build for augmented reality without having to first build their own camera and get a lot of people to use it. But when you look around at all the different cameras that are out there today, no one has built a platform yet. So today, we're going to start building this platform together. And we're going to make the camera the first mainstream augmented reality platform. So if you take one thing away from today, this is it, right here. We're making the camera the first augmented reality platform.
So yeah, so it's very exciting because it's kind of shifting a lot of parameters in the world of technology. And, you know, they've got, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of developers working on it. And when most of the world is using your network, you're the one that can drive the agenda. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Fascinating.
Yeah. So I've also been playing this week with these devices over here. I'm going to throw them across to you. These are the.
What do you mean you've been playing with them? You just opened them now.
No, no. I packed them back in the box because they're coming up for collection. But these are the Coda wireless audio products. So if you're looking for a good budget, you know, audio products, these guys are, it's the same company that makes Zag. Zag owns this company. They really make, you know, really good value for money, competitively priced wireless headphones and wireless earbuds. And they also make an audio wireless speaker. And, you know, those headphones that you've got in your hands there, those cost about 699 Rand. Yeah, 699. The wireless earbuds cost $399, so and the little wireless speaker is $249, and you can get them at Take a Lot. So they are, you know, a budget range, they're affordable range. But if you really are an audiophile and you want a really good quality sound and a much superior experience, you know, you're gonna have to save up. But you know, you get more money for what you paid for. And for those people who are starting out as a small gift to somebody, I think these are pretty cool. And then, Eusebius, I have got, I mean, I found this quite fascinating. You know, we talk about big data and we talk about analytics. So there's a team that's working at one of the research laboratories in the US, and they basically got a whole group of people, and they're doing this study, and they're basically reading your vitals, right? So they're attaching kind of sensors and measuring your body temperature, for example, your heart activity and your sweat rate. And they did this with couples and to try and find out the stress levels that couples go through. And they put the information through an algorithm. Okay. And they've been testing this for the last couple of weeks, and they gave them these sensors linked to their smartphones. And then they started recording the data and they put it through an algorithm. But what they discovered, and they discovered this to try and work out when a couple is going to start having an argument. Okay, so you know that when you get into a room and when somebody starts aggravating you, what happens to you? You're like, okay, you bite your tongue or your heart rate starts acting irregularly. I say something to you, but I sometimes can't read those emotions, right? But you know what it's doing to your own body. Yeah. You know when your blood pressure is going up. You know when you're starting to get aggravated, but the other person might not know. They might be able to tell from your face, like, you know, if you're getting upset. But what they did with the couples wearing these sensors, they managed to put all of these things, and they even worked out, the sensors even picked up speech. So they worked out the intensity of their speech. So if I say, Eusebius, I'm fine. Yeah. Now, automatically, you know, I'm a little bit aggravated. But once you put all of those things through some kind of an algorithm and use big data, for example, they were able to predict exactly, and with a great deal of accuracy, 86% accuracy, when couples were going to have an argument, just based on reading the vital organs. You know, the vital stats, not the vital organs, the vital stats.
So, it seems perverse. To what end, though?
But exactly, to what end? But maybe I was thinking that if you are able to do this, right, and you're in a relationship, so say you're a husband and wife, right, and you know that I'm getting upset about something, and you get a warning signal, say, listen, back off, or don't get to that point where you're going to say something you're going to regret, or where you're going to start fighting about something so silly. So I suppose from that point
of
view,
it's hilarious, like having your own permanent little Dr. Phil with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Just when it reads the vitals, it goes, exactly. How is that working out for you?
Yeah, exactly. Eusebius, we're at 85% now.
Back off, Aki, back off. Go do the dishes, Aki.
Yeah, exactly. But I suppose if people want to learn more about what irritates us, I don't know where you can apply this kind of thing in the real world.
I think it is fabulous. Obviously, for some people, technology itself is the source of conflict in relationships. I think my boyfriend would be happy if I looked at my phone less rather than asking the phone whether we are unhappy. But human beings are far less mysterious, we know, from all this technological research. And we are one giant scientific equation.
Exactly.
And the more we can solve for that equation, the more we can predict behavior.
And imagine if politicians could attach these devices to the citizens of the country to kind of gauge their levels of frustration or whatever.
Imagine maybe that'll focus them.
Okay, I'm going to get out of here.
Great. Cheers. Stuff. Okay.